Campus FM presents Talking Heads Season 3, brought to you by students of the International Master in Adult Education for Social Change. Welcome to our very first show. This is Talking Heads Season 3, produced by the third cohort of the International Master in Adult Education for Social Change. My name is Solis Rose Porte. I'm one of your hosts for today. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Milton.
That's right. Milton Resendez. I'm right here supporting you.
Thank you very much. And I would like to also give you a rundown of what we're going to be doing today.
All right. So today we have a very packed day. We're going to introduce the team behind Season 3. We're going to talk to the coordinator of coordinator of the IMASC program, Professor Carmel Borsch. We will talk to Kelly from the second cohort, and we will have other colleagues from the third cohort, so our own colleagues.
All right. So basically, we'll be talking about the theme for today is basically adult education for social change, what it is and what it represents for everybody on the show and for you guys out there as well. Let's get straight into our first segment then. Right.
All right. Milton. Well, I'll introduce myself. My name is Milton Resendez. I'm from Mexico, but I grew up for a very long time in the U.S. But let's move on. Привет, Anna.
Привет. I'm Anna from Russia and I'm glad to be here. Hello, Zach.
Hello, I'm Zakaria. I'm from Georgia. Hi, Nok.
Hello, my name is Dingal from Vietnam. Glad to be here with y'all.
I guess that. Do I have to introduce myself? No. All right, my name is Solis Rose Quarte, and I am from Ghana. Catherine?
Hi, I'm Catherine, and I'm from Germany. And hola to our last colleague here.
Hello, my name is Mari Carmen Rodriguez. I'm from Mexico, and welcome to our first program. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much, as you said, for joining us. Milton has already taken us through the rundown for today. So these voices you just heard are going to be in charge of the 17 episodes of Talking Heads that you will be listening to right here on Campus FM. So definitely don't ever miss not even an episode. Now, you've heard from the team. It's now time for us to delve into our first interview. We're going to be hearing from one of the coordinators for the IMASC program, Professor Carmel Borsch. Milton, could you tell us little bit more about him?
Let's see. Professor Carmel Borsch. He is a former head of department and ex-dean and currently an associate professor all in the Department of Arts, Open Communities, and Adult Education. What else can we add, Solis?
Well, he's also the founding editor of the Journal of Maltese Education Research, now the Malta Review of Education Research. With an extensive list of journals and academic books under his belt, Professor Borsch is considered a champion of democracy, social justice, and education as a whole.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
But let's leave it there.
Let's leave it there.
Right. Thank you very much, Professor, for joining us on the show today.
It's a pleasure, and a double pleasure, not only, being with you here today, but also this is the third cohort, and
yes.
I'm coordinator for this particular placement, so it gives me a lot of pleasure to see you all here, full with enthusiasm and ready to go.
We are.
You know?
We're very happy to be here.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's delve straight into what we're talking about. Adult education for social change, considered relatively a new field of study in the last part of the 21st century. Why was it necessary to distinguish adult education from general education?
Right. First of all, yes, I have to say that adult education as an area of study has been recognized quite recently. But obviously, adult education has been going on for centuries and for millennia. Now, obviously, adult education responds to adult needs, which can range from basic literacy to self-fulfillment, from upskilling to reskilling to critical consciousness needs and interests that are qualitatively different from those of children. Of course, and when we talk children, we talk mainly about schooling, which is recognized universally as the building block for, hopefully, further learning and further education. Also, adult education is deeply affected by the notion of mobility, mobility in terms of, change in careers through upskilling and reskilling, mobility because obviously adults go through different phases in life, which obviously deeply affect them, but also mobility in terms of movement. And we know that in terms of mobility, in terms of migration. We have reached the level of the post-war. And mobility has a deep effect on adult education in general. Now, also in terms of adult education, as I said, most of the education that takes place during childhood is institutionalized, it's schooling. But when we speak of adult education, it's the formal aspect of adult education is there, but it's mainly non-formal, which is not institutionalized, which is not, accredited most of the time. And more than that, it's informal. So these are three aspects of adult education that generally distinguish it from childhood education.
Now, when we're talking about adult education, we're talking about it as a tool for social change. Now, this concept of social change, is it one that should or can be accepted by all?
That's an interesting question. First of all, I think we need to distinguish, adult education for social change from any other type of adult education.
Okay.
Because adult education for social change is rooted in socialist justice, implying that adult education for social change is responding directly to a world that is characterized by asymmetrical social and economic social relations, and therefore the need to struggle for a world that is not. So adult education for social change is rooted in the present because we need to understand the world that is. We need to be able to read the world that is. We need to be able to name the world that is. But it's also rooted in the future. Because while we are reading the world that is, we are also visualizing a world that is not. And that is an important feature, And while we are understanding the world that is and working for a world that is not, we are committed for transformation. So whilst adult education for social change is rooted in social justice, it also visualizes this world that is not, and therefore it is firmly committed to transformation. So adult education for social change without a commitment for transformation is not adult education for social change.
Interesting. That's a very interesting idea. Now, speaking of transformation and speaking of the fact that this is a relatively new field, where do you see this drive taking us as students, as basically all stakeholders in, let's say, the next decade?
Okay. I can't read the future, but can visualize a world that is more sustainable. So main goal of adult education for social change is that it should take us to a more sustainable world, to the interruption of a world where profit dictates human relations, where accumulation decides power, where impunity restricts engagement, and where fatalism suffocates hope. So this is what is rendering, in my view, this world unsustainable. And therefore, adult education for social change should contribute to this vision of a world that is more sustainable.
Now, very, very briefly before we wrap up, with everything that you said right now, it paints a picture of trying to sort of topple a certain hierarchy that has operated for centuries, that has favored a certain groups of people. Would that be a stumbling block in this fight?
Well, I mean, adult education for social change is by its very nature subversive. So we cannot hide behind, this agenda of, subversion, of discomforting, of this rupture, okay, of a world that is. So we do not hide, behind an artificial agenda. This is the agenda, confronting the world that is head on. And I do believe that adult education can serve this agenda.
Then we're ready.
Yep.
Here we are. Thank you very much, Professor Kamel Borch, for joining us.
And, my pleasure.
Hopefully we get to talk again soon.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for staying with us. If you are just tuning in, this is the third cohort, third season of Talking Ed's introductory episode. So as a group, we've been here for 6 months. We're really just barely getting the hang of it. So today we're going to talk to Kelly Marie Roberts, who is from the second cohort. She is a final year student. She is working on her dissertation. art-based participatory research with homeless people. So, Kelly Marie Roberts, how are you?
Hi, I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent.
Good.
Thank you for asking. So, let's start with some of the questions. What were some expectations you had before getting really into the program of IMASC?
Well, to be honest, I applied for this program when I was in Swaziland, and it was kind of cool. You know, I was doing work, and I'd been doing that for a while, but I suddenly had this, like, aha moment that the work I was doing was in a field, and that field was adult education. But I'd kind of accidentally got myself into this position. So when I applied for this course, I was hoping that I would get some theory, get some kind of intellectual background to the practical experience that I had. So, yeah, I guess I was just hoping that it would help me in the future, maybe make more strategic sort of actions with what I was doing, instead of accidentally ending up in another country 5 years down the line, wondering what field I was in or...
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think that's something we've seen about adult education for social change. You kind of just run into it by accident. So it's lucky that we were all able to find it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've really enjoyed this course overall, and there have been some challenges and some things which were... Well, everyone's got preferences. So there's been some things I've loved and some things which were a bit more meh, you know, for me personally. But yeah, I'm glad I found it. And I think it is something I'm glad to have done.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get into, you were talking like a little bit about those moments. Let's get into some of those moments that really stand out for you in the past year and a half of the program. What are they?
Well, on a personal level, I think some highlights have just been spending 18 months with really interesting people that I wouldn't have met unless we were all in this place together. So that's something which really motivates you, is when you find yourself kind of on a path. It's a personal journey for you, but you're doing it with people who also have their stuff going on, but you've got this common energy that you share, where basically everyone who's on the course that I've met and all the associated experiences we've had, everyone is pretty proactive and positive, and also, like, I don't like the word woke, but maybe let's use that word woke. Like, it can go too far, but yeah, there's people who I'm learning a lot from, and the different perspectives we have. So these personal relationships overall are like the main highlight for me. But if we're talking about the course, there's been some things I've got out of this program that I never thought I would do. Things like peer-reviewed journals and conferences and symposium, these kind of high-level academic things. I've like, oh, I've done that. Wow. Surprised myself. So, yeah, there's been some highlights like that, unexpected things.
All right, so this environment must lead to a very excellent idea of what adult education can do for social change. How do you think that adult education can lead to social change?
I guess going back to your intro, where, I mean, the word empowerment is used maybe too much, I think, but I do believe that learning and education happens throughout life. Sometimes people aren't aware of this, and they're not aware of their own potential. And I believe that adult education has a role to play in enabling people to bring out what they've already got in themselves, to improve their own situation and to be more mindful of how their actions impact on the world that they're in.
All right.
So it can be small things, big things, but mainly I think that's in a nutshell.
Okay, so it's kind of like bringing out people's potential.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we're running out of time, so before we finish up, could you tell us very quickly about your thesis and what are your future plans once you graduate? I personally really want to know.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being interested in it. When you get drawn into these, sometimes you think it's your own little thing. It's a participatory research project, so I'm using action learning and arts, a series of workshops to basically explore what Freire would call the generative theme of homelessness. I mean, you can approach it in different ways, but I had a connection with a homeless shelter here from my placement last year, so I've just continued with that relationship, working with people to basically try and do a more participatory process where we do these workshops to try and kind of elicit a response from people that's a bit more, I don't know, more authentic, I guess, more from the horse's mouth. Because we talk about people a lot, but I'm interested in...
The real.
Yeah, I guess, well, yeah, just the people who are most acutely affected by what I see as an injustice, I think they should be the people who are asked and listened to directly. And okay, I'm here now talking, but I'm hoping the work that I do and the work I present at the end of this project, yeah, it will bring out some voices that aren't usually heard.
All right. Well, thank you, Kelly Marie Roberts. Thank you for being here. We love to have you. Let's go into intermission and
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
International Master in Adult Education for Social Change.
Students from over 20 countries, a mixed bag of nationalities and cultures and perspectives, all studying one thing, International Master in Adult Education for Social Change. We've heard perspectives from the expert, we heard from someone from the previous cohort. Now let's talk to our colleagues. We have a few of them in the studio. I would like to introduce them to you. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, so I'm starting from Jordan.
Hey. Hi, I'm Jordan. I'm from the United Kingdom. And I'm very happy to be here.
Yay, we're happy to have you.
Hi, I'm Miranda from the US and equally happy to be here.
Equally happy to have you.
And I'm Carolina from Costa Rica. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And not from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Glad to be here as well.
All right.
All right.
Let's do the honors.
All right. So let's start with the most obvious question. Usually when you ask a child, what do you want to grow up? They might say, oh, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a firefighter. What was the inspiration for everybody here to really get into adult education for social change? So I'll direct this question to Jordan and Miranda. So let's start with you, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. I think education was a field I wanted to go into for a long time, perhaps even from when I was a child. But certainly adult education only came when I started to experience more non-formal methods. When I was living in Berlin, we did a lot of projects with young people from different countries, and we tackled themes such as intercultural learning, gender equality. And the methods we used there were very diverse and very different to anything I experienced in any education systems before. And that led me to pursue adult education in general. And then when I found this course about adult education for social change, it was the perfect combination of these methods with this content together. And so that's what led me here. And I haven't looked back since.
Wow. All right. Okay. Miranda?
Well, when I was younger, I wanted to be Jane Goodall. But this is close enough, I guess. No, I started thinking about adult education maybe 2 years ago. I was living and working in Myanmar, and I was doing a lot of documentation work and seeing a lot of like the social, political, legal, educational disadvantages and injustices there. And it was really interesting learning about it, but I found myself not being able to contribute or help or do anything that made any kind of impact. So I started looking into ways that I could somehow contribute, and adult education seemed like a really cool way to do that, and a way that empowers people rather than me actually creating change. They can create it themselves. So I'm really excited, learning a lot so far.
Right. That's very inspiring. It is. Absolutely.
I mean, if there's one thing that has stood out throughout the entire program that we're doing today, is the fact that adult education is relatively new. And so a lot of people don't really kind of understand it, I mean, as a field. So a lot of people ask me, for instance, like, what do I have to do? What kind of experience do I need to have? Or what do I have to be? What maybe courses would I have studied to be able to do this course? And I would like to ask Carolina to maybe someone like that, what kind of answer would you give them?
Sure. So my background, I actually started working with adults in the education field in the private and corporate industry. And coming from a developing country, I understand your question because it's something that is not perceived as a need or something that is being talked as a real thing. But I quickly could see how this is something that is required in many places that where social injustices and there's an asymmetry in the system that is clearly not affecting vast majority. I think the notion of respectful notion of the learners you're dealing with to come into the classroom with horizontal rapport, where educators and learners are all learning from each other and building this knowledge together, is very important.
Irrespective of what background they have.
Exactly. So, it would help if you come from an education background or social sciences or sociology. But I think it matters mostly if you are somebody that cares and understands that education is for everyone and it's not only pertains to children as it is mostly regarded.
Right. That spot on.
That's right. You really need to care. You really want to go and do something. You want to change things.
Have a passion.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's take this one to No. What is a specific change that you want to see in your country? You know, we're talking about change. We're talking about improving lives. What is one you would like to see in your country?
Well, my background is within the NGO sector. Back at home, I was involved with an education-based NGO that was working with people of all ages. And I was working mostly with the young adults. And I felt that in Vietnam, people, just like, you know, the youth everywhere around the world, they have their aspirations, their dreams, their hopes. But the problem is they don't have the means and the agency to help them develop their full potentials. And I feel like part of it, of being constrained in that environment, prevents them from developing their critical skills. So I would like to learn about the ways to help the young adults in my country, specifically in suburban areas or rural areas, so that they could go on and do what they want to do with their lives.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of like empower them to be able to reach more, specifically like young adults?
Yeah, I would say.
All right.
'Cause like, but I mean, like Kelly said, I feel like the word empower is overused, sort of.
It's been thrashed.
But I guess I just want to be like a supporter for youth.
Mm. All right. We've talked about diversity and how we're from different countries, and obviously our experiences are very different. I'd like to direct this very briefly to you, Miranda. What would you say that diversity and what kind of impact has it had on your perspective of adult education for social change?
I think it's really interesting being here with, like you said, over 25 people from over 20 different countries. Like, it's such a unique opportunity to see the world through 25 pairs of eyes, you know, and to see the way that things are the same and to see the way that they vary in different contexts and through different cultures. And it's been really interesting. I'm learning a lot from every single person in the class and a lot about, you know, at least 20 different countries. So, yeah, it's been really interesting so far. I really, really value the diversity and the way it opens your mind to new forms of knowledge and new ways of thinking.
And maybe the traveling.
The traveling's not bad. It's
friends all over the world.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the traveling. I'll direct this one to Jordan. So, Jordan, what are some benefits and what are some difficulties of living in three separate countries? Because remember, we start in Glasgow, we come to Malta, and then we go all the way to Estonia. So what are some of these?
Woo-hoo.
I feel very lucky to be able to move around so much in the space of 2 years. I personally think the benefits outweigh the challenges. And I think being in these different countries with, we work with a lot of different people to begin with. So we have a lot of experts in the field who can provide us with their own personal backgrounds, academic research. And I think being in the different universities allows us to kind of look at the same issues, but from different perspectives, because each institution will have its own practices, its own approach to education. And I think it's almost like we're in three or four separate laboratories where we can really meet people and see direct impact of the things that we're doing. And I think the placements that we're on are a great example of this, that everyone that's on the MS course has a work placement in every semester. And I think this is a great way to kind of bridge theory with practice and to, yeah, to see the changes that you're making in the different contexts that we're living in. A challenge might be more of a personal challenge to kind of set up in a new place after a while. I think you live somewhere for a few months and you get settled, you know where the shops are, you know your friends, where they are. And then after 6 months, everything gets shaken up and you change again. So it takes a while to get used to new surroundings, but I think ultimately it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
There's one particular thing I'd like to ask, and particularly not. Let's talk about the issue of immigration from like someone who comes from Asia. I come from Ghana, Africa, so I have my experiences as well. Very briefly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, come from different countries, we have very different experiences with immigration. In my case, the visa application process was, it took a lot of time to have my documents processed, as well as, you know, financial issues, because it was expensive to get the visas to study in Europe for 2 years. So for people from countries whose passports, I wouldn't say that don't have as much value, but are not as privileged when you travel.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
That could be very difficult.
All right.
So, Carolina, before we wrap up, your Maltese experience.
Well, I think Malta is a very beautiful island in the Mediterranean, but it has a very particular setting because we can see that there is a lot of appreciation for its heritage, its history, but it's also very open to these social changes that are going towards like a progressive sense, I believe, because I think I've seen, like, walking around, you can see very diverse populations, and apparently it is a country, like a model reference for migratory rules and laws, and the fact that so many people, so many tourists also feel, you know, happy to be here should be taken into consideration as well as a good place to come for sure.
Yeah, Malta's amazing.
It's beautiful.
All right, well, that is all the time we have for today. With this, we conclude our first program, third season, Talking Ed's third cohort, IMAS. All right, if you are interested on studying this International Master in Adult Education for Social Change, please go to www.gla.ac.uk. You can also find it, go to Google, put in IMASC, it's right there, IMAESC. And follow the journey of the third cohort of IMASC, please visit our blog. It is imaesc-unmasked.squarespace.com.
All right, indeed. Definitely do go follow our blog and keep up to date with everything we're doing on our journey. And also, don't forget that in our coming programs, we will be discussing more interesting topics, and we like a whole range of them. So definitely do keep listening to our show. It's an introductory show. We're done. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to all my guests who made it today.
Thank you.
And to my co-host, Milton.
Thank you, Salas.
All right, my name is Salas Rose Quarte and
Milton Resendez.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.